We're going to go right into our lesson for this morning, and if you have your Bibles and would like to, you can open them to Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to look at that. Many of you generally know that on the first Sunday of the new year, I have my rhyming lesson. I sometimes do that on the evening, but because I needed a longer sermon for Sunday night, and this one seemed to be a little bit shorter, I decided to do this one on the during the daytime. So, being heaven seen in 2017. And I hope that you'll think about that for a moment. You may be scratching your head saying, what in the world does he mean by that? But I want to invite you again to open to Matthew chapter 6. We're going to look at several passages of Scripture together there today, and hopefully we'll be able to make some applications that would help us. To begin with, though, before we start in Matthew chapter 6, I want us to look back to Matthew chapter 5. In Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 13 and going through verse 16, he says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Now we read this passage of Scripture here in Matthew chapter 5, and then we turn over a page or two, and maybe you follow along in your Scripture just a little bit further down the list of Scriptures, and you're going to come to Matthew chapter 6. And he says, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven." And you might turn for a second and scratch your head and say, well, now wait a second. In one sense, in one Scripture, Jesus has just said that we need to be doing our good deeds and our works so that we might glorify, and we want to be seen by other people. And then we turn right around, and a few sentences later, he says, don't do your things to be seen or your righteousness to be seen by men. So we have to ask ourselves this question. When we look at the comparison and the contrasting of Matthew chapter 5 and 16 to Matthew 6, 1 through 18, how do we reconcile these passages? How do we reconcile what Jesus is saying in Matthew chapter 5 and then turn around and reconcile that to Matthew chapter 6? In one case, he says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work. In another case, he says, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people to be seen by them. So what do we say to this? Well, the first thing that we need to do and understand is this. We should never keep our Christianity private. Never. When you go back to Matthew chapter 5, and verse 16, here he is telling us we need to celebrate being a Christian. And we should always want the world to know who we are and who we belong to. And we should always want the world to know who it is that we serve and who it is that loves us so much that he would send his son. We need to identify ourselves for people as Christians. You know, Pam Jenkins was talking to me a little bit earlier before our services began, and she was making an observation, and she didn't even realize that we were going to need to make this observation in our lesson today, but she was doing it without even thinking. She hadn't even picked up an outline yet, hadn't even seen anything about the lesson, but she was talking about whenever you get a questionnaire and people are asking you about your interests and your hobbies, we list all types of things, what we're excited about, what we enjoy. Now, how many of us list Christian as something we enjoy, as something that we're engaged in, that we are excited about, that we want to be more involved with in our life? Do we ever list that as something that we're excited about or that we do when we list these questionnaires? No, we're excited about all different types of things, but are we excited about being a Christian? And when I come to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16, and I look at that and being an example, I should let the world know that I'm a Christian. But he says that I should do that for a purpose, so that my heavenly Father can be glorified. And that leads us to the second part of this and how we can reconcile Matthew 5 and 6. We should never exploit our Christian practices. We should never keep our Christianity private, nor should we ever exploit our Christian practices. Now, what do I mean by that? To be seen of men. For our benefit, for my benefit, I should never exploit what I'm doing as a Christian. But there are many people in this world that do that. And maybe even we have been guilty of doing that before in our lives. But that's how we reconcile this. I should always want my Christianity to be known by other people, but I should never want to exploit my Christianity to my advantage. So that people will look at me. So that I can do this in front of all men's eyes. That's the idea behind this. Being heaven seen. And that's what Jesus is talking about here as we go to Matthew chapter 6. The true measure of our spirituality happens away from the crowd. And it's time that we understand that, and it's time that we learn that. The measure of our Christianity and our spirituality is not what people see all the time. It's who we are all the time. And it's who we are even away from the crowds. Now, when we look at this section of Scripture in Matthew chapter 6, it discusses a couple of things. It discusses ways to practice righteousness and motivation for our righteous acts. So as we look at this section of Scripture and we discuss the ways to practice righteousness, the first thing that he mentions is when. Now, go here. In chapter 6, verse 1, he says, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogue." I want you to notice there in verse 2 and then again in verse 7, he uses the statement, when. When you give, when you pray. If you flip the pages of your scriptures over and you look at verse 16, it says, "And when you fast." It's not a question of if, it's when. So ways to practice. When? All the time. When I think about Christianity and spirituality, these things should be the natural inclination of a Christian. It's not if I'm going to give to those people that are in need. It's when am I going to do it? And when I do it, here's how I'm going to do it. And it's not a matter of if I'm going to pray, but when I pray. And it's not a matter of if I'm fasting or if I'm showing religious piety. It's when I do that. I'm going to do it all the time. Not if. It happens naturally if we're a Christian. But then we also think of it this way. When we practice our righteousness, it's not as the hypocrites. Not as the hypocrites. Anybody know the origin of the word hypocrite? Where that word comes from? It's actually a Greek word, and it makes reference to actors in a drama. That's what they would call people that were playing a specific character. Hypocrites. Why? Because that's not who they truly were. They were presenting some other type of character on a stage. But everybody understood that's not who they were. And so when Jesus is talking here in this passage of Scripture, he says, when you do these things, don't be like the hypocrites. You're not acting like a person in a drama or in a play. You're not doing it for show. You're not doing it for their benefit. We're doing this for the benefit of our Heavenly Father. We're doing it to please Him. And that's what it means to be heaven seen in 2017, not man seen. Don't be like the hypocrites. And then our motivation for our righteous actions, as we look in the passages of Scripture, is to please our Heavenly Father. Again, it's repeated three times. He says, tells us how we should give. He says, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who what? Who sees in secret will reward you. Some include the word openly. When we go to verse 6 of Matthew chapter 6, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. We flip over the pages of our scriptures and we look in verse 18, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. I'm doing these things to please my Father. my Heavenly Father. Now, whenever we think about Matthew chapter 6, and we think about it teaching us that we are not supposed to exploit our spirituality, our Christianity, there are three areas that he talks about. Now, I want us to address those for the remainder of the time that we have here. I want us to look at it. To begin with, he says we're not to exploit charity. That's the first thing that he says. The good deeds. When we look and we read again, he says, thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Don't sound the trumpet. Now, some folks have tried to suggest that maybe there was a literal interpretation to this passage of Scripture. I'm not sure if that's the case. But what I do understand is the concept behind it. Don't make a big to-do about it. Don't call attention to yourself. Don't announce to everybody in the world that this is what's about to happen. Hey, listen, I got all of this stuff going on over here. I'm going to give to all of these people. I want you folks to know about all these things. It drives me crazy. And I mentioned this earlier today. It drives me crazy during political seasons. If somebody is going to do something good, there's going to be what? A camera there to capture it. You know, we think about having devotion to something greater than ourselves, but really, when you think about our nation, we have become a nation of self-promotion. Self-promotion. And those politicians, they don't go to those hospitals, and they don't do all of those great philanthropic things without there being some type of advertisement that follows it. There is a camera that is there. It even happens sometimes with some of our favorite sports figures. You'll see them going into some of the hospitals. Sometimes you don't capture them, but a lot of times there's going to be a camera there so that you know what a great guy this person is. And that's what he's talking about here. These folks that are calling attention to this, they say, I want you to know what a great guy I am. The true Christian does not exploit his charity so that other people will praise him and pat him on the back. He doesn't sound the trumpet. Not concerned about the praises of men. We're motivated by the fact that we want to please our Heavenly Father. Because we love Him. And I hope that that's going to be our incentive this year in 2017, our motivation. So the true Christian does not exploit his charity. The true Christian does not exploit his prayer life. His prayer life. The second group of folks that we deal with here are those that like to pray and they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Just as we talked about the Father seeing us on three occasions as we are doing the things that we should do as a Christian, we also notice that in each of these occasions, or on each of these occasions, it's talking about the privacy of the moment. Not letting your left hand know what your right hand is doing as you are giving this charity. Not sounding the trumpet, but when you pray, it's not about the public prayer that you can produce and the eloquent words that you can use in front of everybody else that cause them to say, wow, they must be a pious individual. They surely must have a great relationship with God because they are praying to the Lord and look at how they pray to Him. It's not about that. Are you praying at home? Are the only prayers that you utter the ones that you utter in front of other people? Or are you praying at home? Are you praying privately? Have we developed the relationship with God that we need to develop? Because that's the relationship that matters. Or are you praying to be seen of men? Then, finally, the true Christian does not exploit his religious piety. Now, you know, people talk about me stepping on toes, and I always tell them that I'm not stepping on their toes, I'm stepping on mine, and everybody that this may apply to, that's fine too. It's what we're supposed to do as we study the Scriptures is to be exhorted and encouraged and at times reprimanded so that we can become better as Christians. But you think about religious piety, you know, you go to verse 16, this may be a touchy one here. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Talk about their religious piety, their fasting. You know, I told them this morning, I fast every day, about 3 hours at a time. Well, I don't know about your fasting. Maybe you're a person that does fasting, and maybe you have specific days in which that occurs. The point I'm trying to make is not about fasting. The point I'm trying to make is about religious piety. These folks wanted people to know when they were fasting. So what they do? Oh man. It is such a struggle to be a servant of God. I'm fasting. Oh, I don't know that I'm going to have the energy to go, wow, what a great servant of God they are to suffer like that. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, don't even let people know what's going on. Wash your face. Dress like you would normally dress. Go about your daily activities and don't exploit your religious piety so that people will pat you on the back and say, what a great person you are, how dedicated you are to the Lord. Wear that gloomy face. No. Because we're here for the purpose of pleasing our Heavenly Father. And not here for the purpose of pleasing man. And I hope that in 2017, we'll remember that. And we'll remember that being a true Christian is not about what people see. It's about what God sees. Instead of being seen by men, let's be satisfied with being seen by our Heavenly Father. Because He knows who we are, and He knows what's going on. This morning, it may be that you need to respond to the invitation. It may be that you've been living your life. Maybe it's the case you've been exploiting your spirituality. You're living it for the praise and the accolades of others, so that they might think highly of you. And maybe your life is not right with God. Maybe away from the crowds, away from the spotlight, your life is in shambles. Your relationship with God is not what it should be. Well, right now you can do something about that. You can start afresh today. So if you need to respond to the invitation, I want to beg and plead with you to do that while together we stand and sing.